It's time for our Copan Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach, Hornet head football coach Shane Page. Copan coming off a loss to Southwest Covenant this past weekend. Another ball game here in Bartlesville at Wesleyan Christian's home field. So Copan Wesleyan Christian 1-2 on the year. Final score was 55-6. And coach, the schedule keeps getting tougher. And I know that you've still got a few guys out with suspensions, eligibility issues, injuries. So not at 100%. So you guys just kind of having to grind in the early going here.
Oh, yeah, we're having to grind. It's part of football. I mean, we try and do the next man up personality, but when you're replacing seniors and juniors with freshmen, sometimes you get in situations you just can't help, but it's just part of football. That's how you got to live life.
If you could kind of diagnose that ball game for us, how did you feel like it went?
I think we got a little carried away passing the ball, and that falls back on me as a coach, and we need to get back to basics as far as, you know, really getting after our run game and taking advantage of having Preston and Austin back there. So we did some things well, you know, at times, and we just missed some big plays. We were kind of inconsistent in the passing game and gave up a couple sacks and a couple turnovers this time that we hadn't done before.
Obviously, having to kind of learn on the fly a little bit. You got that week one win over Wilson, a couple back-to-back losses. This one a little bit more one-sided. Good news is for you guys, and you and I were talking about it off-air, is you don't have a district game until that first weekend in October, so you can kind of use those last couple games and the next couple even as kind of tune-ups for when the real deal starts here in a few weeks.
Right, that's exactly it. And that's one thing we knew coming into this is the fact that we were always kind of behind everybody else. So we knew these first five games were kind of trying to figure out our identity, trying to figure out what we do well and what we don't do well. And obviously, we're not a team that's going to be able to drop back and pass it 40 times a game. So we need to get a little more focus on the run game this week and just get excited to play a team that's not ranked, you know, first in the state in their class. So,
yeah, schedule eases up just a little bit. What are you talked about maybe trying to run the ball more this week specifically? What are you guys going to be looking at?
Basically, like I said, we got to get back to basics. We've got a pretty experienced offensive line, but we've got to take advantage of that. They can't be in there just to be pass blockers. We've got to get in there, and we've got to get nasty, and we've got to run the ball a little bit and have a little more success on the ground with our running back.
Copan head football coach Shane Page. Once again, Wesleyan Christian Copan losing this last week here in Bartlesville to Southwest Covenant. They've got two non-district games left. They'll have a ball game at Foyle. First road game, coach. Thoughts on that? Kind of just another one, a new line of tests for you all.
Well, luckily, I mean, it's a road game, but it's not too far from home. But it's a good test for us to go ahead, make sure, see how we play out of the confines of our own home environment. I mean, maybe we do need to change the pace or something to kind of give us a spark. But, you know, Foyle's going to be a traditional powerhouse. They're always a good team. They're never really down. They just have classes that come through that graduate, but they're always a really good team. Playing another good team this Friday.
Copan head football coach Shane Page, and once again, Hornets Mustangs 1-2 on the season at Foyle coming up on Friday. Coach Page, appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thank you, Evan.